Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Obama is in Greece today on his last foreign trip as president. For the past 6 years, Greece has been working on overhauling its economy, imposing tax increases, budget cuts, and austerity measures in exchange for economic bailouts. It has also been at the forefront of the migrant crisis in Europe. At a joint press conference today, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras was asked about the future of relations with President-elect Donald Trump. Here he is speaking through an interpreter.
Contrary to some of my colleagues in Europe, I did not rush to repeat some of the criticism that many of us have made during the election period about Donald Trump.
Kyriakos Mitsotakis is the head of Greece's center-right opposition party, New Democracy, and he could be the next prime minister. He joins us now from Athens. Mr. Mitsotakis, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And as we watch President Obama in Athens today, I wonder how you and other Greeks are reacting to the election of Donald Trump.
Look, we fully respect the will of the American people. The United States is a strong, prosperous country. The relationship between Greece and the United States is very strong, and we are looking forward to working with the new administration.
Do you think anything's going to change in the relationship?
Well, I think it's still early days. We're still, expecting, appointments by the president-elect. But I don't anticipate any substantial changes in the nature of the Greek-American relationship. I think we have made great progress in also changing the image of the United States in Greece. As we speak, the president, President Obama, is in Greece, and he has been a great friend and a great ally of Greece over those difficult 6 years that our country has faced a very significant economic crisis. I'm convinced that also with the new administration, we will find a strong ally.
Well, one of the storylines here in the United States right now is that President Obama is on a tour of Europe to reassure our allies about that things will be all right under a President Trump. Is that how you see it, that it's a tour to reassure, or do you feel reassured?
Well, I presume that the United States' commitment to transatlantic relationship is going to remain strong. The U.S. commitment to NATO is going to remain strong. And again, I do not anticipate any substantial changes vis-a-vis the U.S. foreign policy towards Europe and towards NATO. I do want to point out to your audience that, unfortunately, Greece is still in a recession. What Greece needs today is a pro-business, pro-reform government that will attract foreign investment, that will leverage the country's significant comparative advantages, and that will very clearly reinforce its orientation towards NATO and towards the European Union. And at least as far as the commitment to reforms and opening up Greece to competition, I don't think we have that government today. The end result is that we have an unemployment that is stuck above 20%. We have lots of talented Greeks who leave the country in search of better employment. And the general sense in Greece is that the country is moving in the wrong direction.
Do you agree with Prime Minister Tsipras that the austerity measures have been too tough on Greece and that that is a big part of the problem?
That is part of the problem, but it's not the only problem. Obviously, there's no doubt in my mind that we pushed austerity too far, and part of the blame also needs to be placed on our creditors. But if we want to convince our creditors that a slightly looser fiscal policy is necessary, we also need to keep our end of the bargain. That means we need a more open economy, an economy that will attract more tourists, that will attract more foreign investment, that will be more export oriented. Greece is a rich country with a very rich culture and with very, very talented people. My argument is that it has been let down by its political elites, especially by Mr. Tsipras and his government.
And how do you stop those talented people from leaving in the meantime as you try to right the ship on the economy? How do you keep more intelligent Greeks from deciding they're better off elsewhere?
only by creating more jobs in Greece. And those jobs are not going to be created unless we attract significant amount of foreign and also domestic investment into the country. According to our estimates, Greece needs approximately 100 billion euros of investment over the next 5 years. I'm convinced that it can attract these amounts, provided we have a government in place that exudes the necessary confidence to attract foreign investors.
What did you think of the Brexit vote in Britain?
Well, I think the Brexit vote came as a surprise for most Europeans. It does point out that within Europe there is a general sense of discontent with the overall direction that the European Union has taken. We do want to foster a new working relationship with the United Kingdom, but we recognize that this is going to be a long and protracted negotiation. But we also need to look into what is causing this sort of sense of populist movements within Europe, why the traditional establishment parties have failed to make a convincing case. What we're trying to do in Greece, what I'm trying to do as leader of New Democracy, which is, you know, a mainstream center-right traditional party, is to renew our party, to open it up to new ideas, to new people, and to sort of forge what we call the politics of post-populism. If you look at most polls, Mr. Tsipras's approval rating are pretty dismal. So I think people are already looking towards the next day. What is going to replace what I consider a failed populist government once it leaves power? And I think they will again look towards our party, provided, however, we change and we sort of acknowledge the fact that there is a lot of skepticism towards traditional political elites.
Do you think a Grexit is still possible, that Greece would leave the European Union?
No, I don't think that Brexit is in the cards. I think we came very close to a Brexit as a result of the negotiating tactics and the antics of Mr. Tsipras and his then Minister of Finance. No, Greece is and will remain a member of the Eurozone. What we now need to focus on is making sure that it is also a prosperous member of the Eurozone with a well-functioning public administration and a competitive economy.
I want to ask you about one more thing, a major challenge that Greece has been dealing with, which is the migrant crisis. Apparently some 60,000 migrants currently stuck in Greece. What's going on with the migrant crisis in Greece? How is it affecting the country? And do you think that it is finally coming to an end?
Well, we had more than a million people crossing the Aegean from Turkey, arriving on the Greek islands last year. Most of these migrants and refugees made their way into Central Europe. However, now we are faced with a different reality. Greece's northern borders are practically closed. And as you pointed out, we have 60,000 refugees and migrants who are currently stuck in Greece. We also have a European Union deal with Turkey that has been put in place, which has significantly reduced the number of migrants and refugees crossing into Greece, crossing the Aegean into Greece. And we have every reason to make sure that this deal, however complicated it is actually preserved. You know, having said that, one needs to make the case that when we deal with such a complicated problem, it is very difficult to ask Greece to address this problem on its own. There has been limited European solidarity. Very few countries have been willing to accept refugees from Greece as part of relocation programs that have been agreed on paper, but have been very, very difficult to implement in practice. Again, this is another example where the European Union has failed to come up with a common approach, and where sort of national political agendas have dominated the debate. But I think overall, Greece is recognized as a country that has dealt with this crisis in a very humane manner. A lot of Greeks went out of their ways to welcome refugees and migrants, but it is also very clear that, you know, our country has reached its limits and cannot accept more refugees and migrants. So we all hope that and work towards making the deal with Turkey work for the long term.
What do you think of the countries and your neighbors among them who have built walls to keep the migrants out?
Well, I think this is certainly not an approach that is in line with the values of the European Union. It is certainly not an approach that sort of adheres to the concept of a shared responsibility within the European Union.
That's Kyriakos Mitsotakis, the head of Greece's opposition party New Democracy. Kyriakos Mitsotakis, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.